Welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. In this week's episode, Adam's off to the University of Oxford's Harcourt Arboretum. Plus, we've got a craft that you can do at home. My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a fun kids presenter doing something awesome. This week, Adam's off to an arboretum just outside of Oxford. And if you're confused about what an arboretum is, let's find out more.
So my name is Catherine. I work here in the education team at Harcourt Arboretum, but also Oxford Botanic Garden. An arboretum is a bit like a living library of trees. So here we have lots of different types of trees from all around the world, and we're learning lots about them, and we're looking after their wild relatives out in different countries around the world.
We're at the top of the hill, at the top of the meadow. There is a board in front of us, and it says on the board, "The meadow is best visited in early summer when it is a riot of colour." Just describe for me some of the plants that grow here.
Okay, so we've got a beautiful wildflower meadow which has a lot of UK native wildflowers in it. So when you come and explore this in the summer, the grasses and the plants that grow here are going to be coming up towards your knees. It's going to be a billowing wildflower meadow with some beautiful individual plants in there. The main one that we use to grow here is what is the yellow rattle. So yellow rattle is a nettle-like in how it looks, but it has little yellow flowers on it. And later on in the summer, when you hear it moving in the wind, it rattles, just like a baby's rattle. But that's really great because it suppresses the grasses that grow in the meadow. So it means that all the wildflower plants that grow here have a better chance at getting more developed. And it means that the nutrient level in the meadow actually stays quite low, which is what wildflowers really love.
Hi, I'm Roger, and I'm an education officer at the Arboretum.
Roger, we're standing in the wildlife meadow right now. The kind of clues in the name, wildlife. We've obviously got lots of very pretty flowers and plants, but this is habitat to some incredible creatures and creepy crawlies too.
It is, and the reason for that is we've got such a range of plants that it will be flowering right the way through spring and summer and into early autumn, and that encourages a number of different insects and other invertebrates that will feed on the plants, or perhaps their larvae, perhaps caterpillars will need the plants to feed on. And lots of visitors comment on the butterflies we have. So last year was a very good year for red admirals. I particularly like the speckled wood that you'll see around about in the meadow and in the woodland, and the marble white, which is a beautiful kind of marbled black and white butterfly. And then the meadow brown, which is brown but it's kind of orange as well, and it's got these little dots, white dots inside black circles on the wings, so you can easily spot loads of them about. Another butterfly called the gatekeeper, which you find on the edge of fields along hedges. So it's called the gatekeeper because we often notice it when we're travelling through a gate between fields.
You've taken me to the tallest tree in the arboretum. I've not yet looked up. This is a giant redwood. It's from California in the States. How big is it? Describe it for me before I properly look at it.
Okay, so this giant redwood is just over 40 metres tall. It's very, very tall. But, however, if you went to see them in the wild, they'll probably grow three times as tall as this. So, yeah, so if you want to have a look up, you might be able to see the top.
Shall I? Okay, I'm going to crane my neck. I'm still going. I'm still going. That's properly massive. It's probably, what would you say? That's probably a house and a half before you get to the branches.
Definitely, I would say a very tall house,
and then probably a house on top of that.
Yeah, it's huge actually. It's a gorgeous specimen, and it's one of a few giant redwoods that we've got growing here. So this area that we're in at the moment, it's called the Pineetum. So it's basically where we have the more exotic species that you wouldn't usually find if you were going, you know, walking around your garden or looking in the local park. So it's got some really exciting exotic species, and the giant redwood is one of them. And it's absolutely huge, as you can see.
It is absolutely huge. You've got a pine cone in your hand.
Yes.
A minute ago, you were trying to shake a seed from it.
So one of the things that I like families to do when they come to the Arboretum is have a look at the giant redwood, see if they can see the top, but also look down the ground and see if they can find a pine cone. And inside the pine cone, you might be able to see, if I show you this little pine cone here, inside it, you might be able to see some little seeds growing. They're quite difficult to spot.
Oh, yeah.
There's one in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually really tiny. So I would say they're probably half the size of your little baby fingernail, so they're tiny. And it's fantastic to think what they can grow into, I think so.
Yeah, to take something that small, something maybe, half the size of like a pinhead,
yeah,
perhaps, like a drawing pin, the flat bit that you would push into the school notice board,
yeah,
and turn it into something that, as you can see, I literally can't see the top of.
Yeah, it's lovely. And if you want, you can go and give the tree a hug. Would you like to go and give the tree a hug?
Should we do it together?
Yeah. Okay.
Should we both hug the tree?
Yeah.
Should give it a big a big hug? It's sort of soft.
Yeah.
Give it a pat.
It is quite soft, isn't it? It's a bit spongy.
Roger, you take care of well-being here at the Arboretum. Just talk to me about what well-being means to you and why it's so important to kind of get out in nature and in touch with some of the stuff here.
Well, personally, I've always found that I'm at my happiest when I'm in a natural environment, and that's one of the reasons that I feel immensely lucky to work here. But those of us who do work here are also aware that that's not always easy for everybody. If you're working in an office or you're spending your days in a classroom, we live in a city, maybe that's not so easy. We've got a great space here. It's a very safe space. There are paths and it's bounded and we've got staff. So sometimes visitors say it's good for getting a little bit lost. You can have that feeling of being out in nature, but you know you're never gonna get lost really. And so the things we try and do working with people and with visiting families is thinking about just taking a few moments, even if it's just a few moments, to spend some time with nature and kind of tune out of all the noise and busyness that might be in the rest of your life, or maybe things that might be worrying you, by taking a moment to focus on some of the beautiful details of the natural world. And that might be in summer, it might be the variety of flowers that we've got, it might be the sounds that you can hear around here, there might be bird song, for example, but it could also be the smells, the scents of flowers, of leaves, of foliage, even how it smells just after it's rained. And also touch, so feeling the textures of bark, for example, on different trees. It's a great way to literally get hands-on with nature.
I'm glad that you mentioned bark and getting hands-on with nature, because that brings us on to an activity that you've got coming up here in this gorgeous barn, willow weaving. What's that all about?
Okay, so we're here in the Woodland Barn, which is a beautiful space that we do lots of different family activities in, and we've got some willow weaving coming up. So that's going to be later on in the summer. Families can take part in that and use some willow to make beautiful flower shapes and get involved and have a turn. So that's a really popular activity, and we've also got other family days going on here as well. So we've got a Meadows Family Day happening in May, and we've also got on the 31st of July a Here Comes the Sun Family Day. So we'd love lots of families to come down and get involved and meet the team.
All right then, if you want to get involved, you can find out more by searching for Harcourt Arboretum. Now, for something that you can do at home.
Today, we're embracing the charm of the Harcourt Arboretum at the University of Oxford with a craft that's as delightful as a stroll through it, a pressed flower bookmark. The Harcourt Arboretum is a treasure trove of botanical wonders, boasting an array of flowers and plants from around the world. Today, we're capturing a small piece of that beauty with a crafty project perfect for book lovers. For this craft, you'll need fresh flowers or petals. Don't pick them from the arboretum, but from your garden, or use flowers that are already picked. You'll need heavy books, parchment or wax paper, scissors, and glue. It's time to get started, and in step one, start by selecting a few fresh flowers or petals from your garden or a nearby park. Choose blooms that are flat and not too thick for easier pressing. Step 2, carefully place the flowers between two sheets of parchment or wax paper, making sure they're spaced apart and not overlapping. Time for step 3, press the flowers by placing heavy books on top of the parchment paper stack. Leave them undisturbed for about a week or so to allow the flowers to dry and flatten. Once you've done that, it's time to move on to step 4. Once the flowers are pressed and dry, carefully remove them from the parchment paper and trim any excess stems or leaves with scissors. And the final step, step 5, arrange the pressed flowers on a piece of cardstock or heavy paper to create a decorative pattern for your bookmark. You can layer the petals and glue them in place to create a collage-like design. Well done, you've crafted your very own pressed flower bookmark, inspired by the floral wonders of the Harcourt Arboretum.
Thanks, Georgia, and just like that, we are done. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to at any time. If you want some more suggestions of stuff to do, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you fancy. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. It was produced and edited by Adam Stoner. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, "Play Fun Kids" every weekday from 4 p.m. See you soon!